From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Governor Rick Scott won last night's election in another tight race. Scott, who outspent his opponent Charlie Crist by tens of millions of dollars, won by a little less than 1.5 percentage points. Crist called in to concede by 11:30 last night. In his concession speech, he wished his opponent the best.
This was a tough election, and I understand that. And I wish Governor Scott the best.
During the campaign, Scott spent nearly $70 million to Crist's $40 million. During his victory speech, he talked about the future of the state.
Forget about all the partisanship. Florida is on a mission. And that mission is to keep growing and to become the very best place in the world to get a job, to raise a family, and live the American dream.
In other election news, Amendment 2, the legalization of medical marijuana, failed to reach the 60% approval by the voters. It missed the mark by 3 percentage points. Supporters of the amendment promised to bring it back by 2016. The $390 million plan to replace Miami-Dade County's aging downtown courthouse failed, but voters did approve turning over the fairground site to Florida International University for campus expansion. Amendment 1, the funding of environmental programs through real estate taxes, passed with 75% approval. State voters also rejected Amendment 3, which would have given the outgoing governor in 2018, which is Scott, the ability to fill 3 upcoming vacancies on the Florida Supreme Court. State Senator Mary Sachs says fixing a broken public school system is her top priority. Now that she's won the race for a hotly contested district, Democrat Sachs successfully held off a challenge from former Republican State Senator Ellen Bogdanoff in a rematch for Senate District 34. Sachs says her constituents are upset over Florida's high-stakes testing.
Teachers go into teaching because they love the profession, and we're not allowing teachers to teach. They've become proctors of exams. So we need to make sure that our teachers are well respected by giving them good pay, and we need to make sure that our kids have fun and enjoy the beauty of learning.
Sachs and Bogdanoff battled over the same turf in 2012 after redistricting forced the two incumbent state senators to face off. Remember, you can now listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.